What's up, y'all? This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm Black Boy Elijah Smith. And I got a very special episode today. So today, I want to go into a little bit of mental health, psychology, because that's what, you know, my podcast focuses on. And mental health is a part of psychology. So, you know, I want to get into that. So I got a very special episode. It's something that I was researching, and it kind of capture my attention, and I thought it'd be a great, you know, show to, you know, just showcase it for you guys and, you know, put some of my people on, because whoever watch, I know y'all watching and I know y'all loving the podcast, and I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening and just going along this journey with me. So today, without further ado, I hope y'all having a lovely day. I hope y'all, you know, did something amazing today, achieved the goal, did something that you always wanted to do, or, you know, did something that means something to you or your family or friends or anybody special in your life. So, by all means, this is the Spotlight Effect. And I know many people that's listening to this can identify with this psychological thing that a lot of humans, you know, have within themselves. So basically, what the spotlight effect is, a psychological phenomenon where we overestimate the degree to which other people are noticing our actions, behaviors, or appearance. Now, to break it down in Latin terms, basically what that's saying is, you know how, like, let's say you out and you might have like a stain on your shirt, and the spotlight effect comes in where you might be thinking everybody's noticing a stain, everybody's looking at that stain, or people could be, you know, subliminally teasing you about it. But this is where I break it down. The spotlight effect is an egocentric bias. An egocentric bias is we see everything through a player one lens and believe our perspective is the only perspective. So, with that being said, we believe that we're in a player one mode. Like, let's say you're playing GTA or something. It's one player. You can only see, you can't really see yourself, but you can see other people and how they view you. Unless you got like super awareness to, you know, your actions, behaviors, and some of the characteristics and traits that you might have. So, two simple takeaways. One, we think everyone is staring and noticing us, but they aren't. Even if they are, they quickly forget about it. I just want y'all to understand how quickly people forget about a person that doesn't hold any value or any type of placement in their life. Like, you could be out and about, you could shout, yell, people gonna forget about it like a couple minutes later, like probably like 10 minutes later, it's gonna be forgotten. Which is why you see all these celebrities doing things, and they're always in the media for probably like no more than 2-3 days now. And then after that, everybody just forget about it. Because it's like, unless it's like super controversial to the point where it's like impacting other people, then people really don't care. You know, if you're not impacting them or, you know, coming in the way of what they got going on, then 9 times out of 10, they really don't care. The spotlight effect explains why we feel that there's a spotlight shining on us in public and social situations. This has negative consequences in our life. Now, the negative consequences are preconditioned fear of placing yourself in spotlight situations means you shrink yourself down. Now, let's say you out with your friends, y'all out and about, and it's a group of people. You know, you don't know anybody. The only people you know is the people you came with. And your friend might crack a joke at you or something like that. And you might be a little bit embarrassed because you're like, damn, I don't know these people. I don't know if they judging me. I don't know how they perceiving me. So I'm going to shrink myself and make myself smaller, you know, in order to fit the group standards or however the environment is, the situation, or whatever it is in that case. So, number two would be self-consciousness can manifest as self-centeredness, avoidance of doing what makes you happy due to fear of judgment. We may never turn it off completely, but we could all benefit from dimming the spotlight. Now, I know it's going to be a lot of people that say, oh, I'm not dimming my light for nobody. I'm not dimming my light for nobody. Listen. That's not what it's saying at all. Nobody said you had to dim your light. What I'm trying to say is, sometimes you place the spotlight on yourself, thinking that people notice you, or people are paying super close attention to you, when in all actuality, they're really not. They're just trying to go on about their day. The spotlight dimming strategies. Number one is awareness. The first step is always awareness. Understand that others are never as tuned into you as you are. I.e., when you're out and about, you can yell, scream. People would notice. But they're going to quickly forget, like 10 minutes later, 5 minutes later. Yeah, you'll be topic of conversation for all of probably 30 seconds. So just relax. You don't have to be so tense in public, because 9 times out of 10, people just looking. Like, everybody just looks. You know what I'm saying? We all look at each other. So try not to, you know, be too hard on yourself when it comes to that. Even if they do notice you, they quickly forget about it, as they're just focused on themselves. Exactly what I was explaining. We are biologically selfish creatures. Another way, be interested. Most people strive to be interesting, to impress people. Instead, focus on being interested. Now, let me explain that. A lot of the times, we feel like we have to be super interesting. We have to be super deep. We have to have so much depth. And we don't realize that most people don't even care about what you care about unless you care about what they care about first. You know what I'm saying? So in conversation, don't aim to impress. Don't say, oh yeah, I just got my hair done, or yeah, bro, I just got that new car, or whatever. Nah, a step back. Ask people what they like to do. Ask people what they're interested in. And watch how the dynamic change. Watch how the conversation change and just how much they light up. And then after you complete that, then you'll realize that, wow, this person is super interested in me. So, bottom line is, people don't care about you until they know how much you care about them. Ask questions, listen, and engage. Always ask questions, always ask questions. If somebody talking to you, ask questions. Even if it's not interesting, I want to say be fake. That's not what I'm saying. Do not be fake. But be interested. This eases your own tension, gets others talking, and builds up your confidence in new social situations. So what? Whenever I think about a future spotlight situation, I confront my fears about what could go wrong. I then ask, so what? So what about fear becoming reality? Usually it isn't all that bad. We suffer more in imagination than we do in reality. So 9 times out of 10, a lot of stuff we think about is all made up. It's all BS. It's all our conscious mind just playing tricks on us and making us think a situation is what it is when it's really not. There are 2 big mistakes in life. 1, worrying about what other people think about you. And 2, believing that other people think about you in the first place. I don't think about you at all. Not one bit. Fight back. Stop worrying about what others think. Be yourself and live according to your own values. There's so much hidden talent out there in the world that has yet to be revealed because of fear of judgment from others. Now listen, I would not be able to do this podcast for 4 years if I felt some type of fear of what people think about me. No matter what anybody says, I've always been super, like, not caring when it comes to people's opinions, because I'm going to do whatever I want anyway. And this is the mindset you kind of have to adopt if you want to, you know, be successful in any field and anything you want to do in life. You have to not care about what people think. And I know it's better, I know it's easier said than done, but take one day of brushing off somebody's opinion. If somebody tell you something, brush it off. One day of doing that and see how you feel. One day of doing that and see how you feel. I bet you you're gonna feel the difference. Overcoming the spotlight effect is the way that this talent gets unlocked. So listen, that was the end of that. But what I do want to say, I want to add on to it and say, bottom line is, stop caring about what people think. People don't care as much as you think, really. Unless you care about what people think. You know what I mean? I know it sounds crazy, but just like I said, take one day to shrug off any opinion that somebody, to shrug off any opinion that someone has, and I'm sure it'll change your views on the way you move, the way you see people, and your perspective on how people view you. That was a spotlight effect. I hope you guys took something away from this. I hope this was very informative, and I hope to see you again. I hope to hear from you again. Thank you for listening. This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. That was a spotlight effect. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at I am Elijah Smith, no H and E Elijah. Follow me on Facebook, Elijah Smith, no H and E Elijah. Peace.